are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. The topic this morning is sustainability. We have on the line with us John Dougal. John's a regular on this program. He is the editor and publisher of a number of green business journals. And John, always great having you on the radio.
Oh, it's glad to be back.
Now, we've talked about every aspect, I guess, at least every aspect I could think of green and sustainability. We've talked about green floor covering. We've talked about green companies, green building materials, and green interior products. One thing we've not talked about is green real estate, which I guess is coming more and more to the forefront. And I want to talk about that this morning. Let me first ask you, John, as our sustainability expert, define green real estate for us. What is it all about?
Well, it's kind of defining itself, but essentially, the listeners that have been along with us for the last few years know the value of the LEED protocol, the U.S. Green Building Council, and the impact that they've had on buildings. If you look at the relationship between a LEED, let's say just a simple LEED certified building compared to a traditional building, the LEED building has more value because its cost of operation is significantly less. And if we start with that, it basically crosses a number of disciplines and is now hitting the real estate market. And the real reason that it's hitting the real estate market is that with the real estate crash and the financial markets meltdown, it appears, according to articles in the LA Times and some all over the country, that the only homes that are still selling are those homes with green attributes. Now, how do you define what is a green home or a green building? In the commercial market, it's real simple. You have a LEED rating or you don't have a LEED rating. If you don't have a LEED rating, then you need some other certification. There's Green Globes, there's Sustainable Building Council, there's a number of different certification systems that will apply to a commercial building. But in the mortgage industry, the way that, I'll just take a step back. The reason that I got involved in this is that I was asked to speak on behalf of Habitat for Humanity as their spokesperson for sustainable, affordable housing. It appears that affordable housing is going sustainable all over the country. And what happened was we did a webinar that was sponsored by the Mortgage Brokers Association, which has something like 500,000 members. And so we did this webinar, and the consignees that signed in to listen to this audio webinar were some of the big names in the finance industry. Wells Fargo was one of the speakers, but also we had General Electric, their finance operation, mortgages. We had, who else did we have? Citibank. Just a whole number of big names that were involved. And what I came to find out is that there's a thing called a green mortgage. And, of course, mortgages are basically for residential. But essentially what happened was the financial portfolios in Europe have to contain a certain percentage of what are called green mortgages. And a green mortgage is a home that has been certified by a third party as having certain attributes that lead to green. And that could be solar, which is where the primary sales are coming from, but it could also be that they have a green guard certification, that there is flooring that is recyclable or that is made with a high content of recycled product or renewable product from vegetable oils. In other words, there's a whole number of criteria that make this to be certified as a green home. So then those mortgages that any bank would take on sell those green mortgages to the European financial community. So there seems to be a ready market, and the green mortgages sometimes will have an incentive of 1 point, like 1 percentage point off of the finance charge. Does that kind of clarify it?
Yeah, it does. And that's growing then. We're seeing a lot of growth here in this country with this whole green real estate thing then.
It's absolutely one of the hottest growing markets. And the main reason is because the realtors, the actual people on the street that sell real estate, are looking for an edge. It's just like Dave, you and I have talked over the years, the different companies that have gone for the green marketplace. They've seen it as a marketing edge. Well, now the same thing is happening in the real estate industry. So when a realtor, when a customer that's going to buy a property says to a realtor, well, is this a green building? And the realtor has to have some kind of knowledge about, well, yes, the carpeting is and the flooring is linoleum, and the carpeting is renewable, made from renewable fibers and or recycled content. The realtors now are propelling the whole green real estate market because all of a sudden they want to know what makes green. And in California, of course, some of the real estate sales companies that both manage huge industrial properties like Catellus, I think they're out of Dallas, but they have a lot of shopping centers and industrial parks in California, C.B. Richard Ellis, Coldwell Banker, there's a number of firms that are national firms that are all of a sudden conducting these various programs to educate their realtors in what makes a green property.
Yeah, evidently there's quite an educational incentive going on around, isn't there? With I guess everybody from the realtor to the mortgage people.
Well, it comes down to a similar certification for many licenses. You have to have like an architect. A massage therapist, anybody that gets a license, a state license, has to undergo so many units of continued education, and they're called CEUs, continuing education credits. And in each industry, they have a certain number of hours that you have to add to your, you have to prove that you have undergone in order to remain certified. So in the real estate market, I think it's something like they have 14 hours a year. And at the present time, there has been no certification for these CEU credits to teach green. But all of a sudden, there's a couple of companies that have registered with the real estate boards in each state and become approved for the green real estate trainings. And that way, it becomes a realistic course that's taught uniformly.
Uh-huh. Now, John, are there any financial incentives or anything in that range going on here in the U.S. or state by state or anything like that now?
Do you mean to encourage realtors to be trained in green real estate?
Well, no, to encourage people to buy green homes or build green homes, mortgage incentives or anything like that?
At the present time, no, there isn't. There's many green many companies are specializing in green financing, both mortgages and financing of commercial buildings. New Resource Bank, Fifth Third, I think, is down in your area, in the southeast. There's a number of major financial institutions that are encouraging it because they find that the people that are, and this is off the top of my head, I don't have anything to substantiate this, but my belief is that what they're finding is that the people who buy green homes are part of the LOHAS community. And the LOHAS community are more educated, earn higher incomes, and will probably default less as a group or as a demographic in the mortgage market. The other side on the affordables, on the housing market, is that when affordable housing is built sustainably, the poor people that are then empowered to move into these homes, like for Habitat, where Habitat actually sells the home to a family at no interest over time, but they have to keep the home for 45 years. Well, these poor people, if they have to pay very high utility rates, are not being helped because energy is going to continue to climb astronomically. And because of the design of this green real estate market, multiple housing is generally built near infrastructure, you know, the concept of infill. Well, the more certified or the higher level of certification of affordable housing, the closer it is to public transit, to already existing infrastructure, which means that the cost of building the home is less. It also has less impact on traffic. But the primary thing that the financing institutions are looking at is that for affordable housing, when it's built in infill, the family don't need two cars, so they can afford a mortgage much more comfortably if only one person or they only require one car and don't have to support a second one for a second person in the family to work. So this allows them more discretionary income. the discretionary income becomes a sum total of, one, not having to have two cars, and two, because the utilities and the cost of operation of a green building are substantially less.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation with John Dougal, our resident sustainability expert. We're going to run the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.